From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for bombings at two Coptic churches in Egypt that killed at least 44 people and injured more than 100. The first blast was in the northern city of Tanta, where a powerful explosion ripped through a Palm Sunday service at St. George's Church, killing 27 people and wounding 78 others. Not long after that, at least 17 people were killed and 41 others wounded in a suicide bomb attack outside St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral in Alexandria. The U.S. military carried out air attacks against the forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on Thursday. President Donald Trump has made it clear the strikes were a retaliation for Assad's suspected use of chemical weapons last week. Shortly after the airstrikes, Trump made clear he won't tolerate chemical weapons attacks.
Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack. No child of God should ever suffer such horror.
U.S. presidents draw the line at chemical weapons. Philip Crowley is the former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State.
What about chlorine barrel bombs? You know, over the past 4 years, this weapon, which is not technically a chemical weapon, but morally it is, has killed a profound number of people, you know, in Syria.
Crowley points out the vast majority of those killed in Syria have been killed by conventional weapons. But images of those victims have not provoked the same level of intervention. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Swedes turned out in Stockholm Sunday for what they called a love fest after Friday's terrorist truck attack. The incident killed 4 people and injured 15. A 39-year-old Uzbek believed to have extremist sympathies is under arrest for allegedly ramming a stolen truck into a crowd at the island department store. Swedish police spokesman Jonas Heising.
He was applying for a residence.
Not a site.
Residence.
Okay. And that was rejected.
That was rejected,
when?
Yes, please. It was rejected in June 16.
Friday's attack apparently had little effect on liberal Sweden's global reputation as an open and welcoming society. Christians are celebrating Palm Sunday, marking the beginning of Easter Holy Week. Robert Berger was on the scene in Jerusalem, where the biblical story took place.
Priests in festive robes led a colorful Palm Sunday procession at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City. They were followed by pilgrims waving palm and olive branches in a fragrant cloud of incense. The celebrants marched around the ancient stone tomb where tradition says Jesus rose from the dead. Palm Sunday marks Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem on a donkey 2,000 years ago. It is the beginning of Holy Week, which culminates in Easter Sunday when Christians celebrate the resurrection. Ben Forland is from Norway.
I feel blessed. I think it has to do with some kind of closeness to history. This is where things happened. So far it's been extremely fascinating.
Visitors to the Holy Sepulchre are also getting to see something special. Jesus' tomb has been renovated for the first time in 200 years. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
On Sunday, U.S. President Donald Trump went to one of his golf courses on the Florida Atlantic coast for a second consecutive day. White House officials were tight-lipped about the president's activities Saturday and Sunday, which were known to have included time on the golf course and a long phone call with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. In the most recent conversation, Abe told reporters he and the U.S. president frankly exchanged opinions about North Korea and Syria following Thursday's U.S. Navy strike on a Syrian airfield. U.S. President Donald Trump has reportedly asked officials to give him options for removing the threat of a nuclear-armed North Korea. His national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, spoke with Fox News on Sunday. I am Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.